This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I wanna be a podcast host so fucking bad. Give advice that I ain't never had. I'd call it If I Were You, the podcast show. Make up names so no one gets exposed.
It's wow. So subtle. My phone's not ringing. All right, Jesus where Christ. Are we? Great timing. I really like that.
That was actually
song.
The end of the song.
Yeah, it ends with my mom calling me, which is so obtrusive.
Yeah.
Ariana.
Hi.
I'd like to introduce the guests because sometimes they don't know whether to say anything before mm-hmm. they get introduced.
But she couldn't help herself from laughing at yeah. your faux pas.
I'm sorry. Usually the guy or that's all up ma. On that silent mode. Nice.
Faux ma? Yeah, it's pretty good. When your mom is your faux and she sort of commits a faux pas.
Yeah, I call my dad my faux ma. That theme song was a Billionaire cover. Did you know that?
I did. Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. It's Bruno Mars, isn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
I want to be a billionaire, not a
yeah.
millionaire.
Oh, yeah. It's Bruno Mars and Travis McCoy.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Well, it was.
He's a rapper.
It oh. was written and sort of, created by Kristen, who's a music teacher.
Oh, that's cool.
I really like that song.
Is it Billionaire or Millionaire? Billionaire. It has to be.
Yeah,
right?
Billionaire.
Because Bruno Mars is a millionaire.
Yeah.
He actually, I mean, yeah, he's not a billionaire at this point, but like. It's funny
he's
that he,
out there,
yeah,
right?
he really wants to be a billionaire, but he's like very, very rich.
Yeah, he wants $1,000 million.
Yeah, he performed at the Super Bowl, Bruno.
Yeah, he we're has good. Like maybe $8 million, and he wants 992 more million dollars.
It's and really important to him.
Yeah, he wants to be a billionaire.
So fucking bad.
Is that song a guilty pleasure? Is it actually good? Like, should I be ashamed as to how much I like it, or it's fine?
I think Bruno Mars is like universally accepted as like a talented musician, and he makes very catchy songs.
Yeah.
It's definitely pop music, so there's a little bit of a guilty pleasure associated with
a stigma.
What do you yeah. think you're allowed?
I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Ariana allows it.
Yes. Ariana Maddox.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Who are you?
How might our fans know you?
Well, people usually know me from this reality show that I do called Vanderpump Rules. I feel like that's the most notoriety
common.
That I've achieved. But I've done a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, you've been how in college might,
how might Jake and sorry, me and Amir. How might Jake and Amir know you? There's a fourth person interviewing you two.
We know each other from College Humor stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. So people, I don't know, maybe there's a few people out there who've watched me air hand job motion.
Oh.
I don't know.
Just in general or in the video?
Or wear a balloon, get balloons popped on me or be Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or,
you're yeah. all up in the College Humor video
I'm
scenes.
All up in there. And they've been doing a lot of like reposting old ones lately.
Oh.
Wow.
Which then I get tagged, you know,
that's
in
really
comments.
Funny. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to piggyback off your Vanderpump success.
It'd be funny if they were. Were they? Are they though? Probably
maybe.
Not. I think they're pretty good on their own.
You're also in. Okay. You're also in Lonely and Horny, our new web series.
I am.
We're gonna wait to release this until after your episode comes out, so people can watch
okay,
it right
cool.
now.
That's a good idea.
You're in episode 3, which is a Thrinder threesome based episode.
Don't give any more away, otherwise people won't buy it.
All right, that's a okay. I'll leave that as a sexy description.
Yeah, there's yeah. a threesome in episode 3.
Yeah,
very sexy.
It's really sexy. It's
tangentially
really hot.
Sort of maybe involving Ariana. Who yeah. knows?
Let's have to find watch. Out.
You were the first ever College Humor's cute college girl of the month.
What was that?
Before, what
Before
is it now?
It was,
like the hour?
Yeah, eventually by the time I left, it was a daily cute college girl. Now I think they don't do it at all because they realized it was misogynistic.
But it when, is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I started when I was an intern, College Humor really embraced the misogyny. And my job was to find cute college girls of the month. And I didn't, that was like before we had posted one. So we didn't have like a ton of people submitting. I had to just troll Facebook for like just finding cute people, and I messaged them.
Oh.
And Ariana was like, what the fuck are you doing? I guess.
I don't know. Well, I've always was on the site previously. So I was like, oh, sweet. Cool.
Why were you on the site previous to that?
Because people would submit, it was a lot of like submission based, you know, like fail videos.
Oh, yeah.
It was like
you were the grape lady, right? The one that was mashing grapes with her feet and then she fell and broke her trachea.
God, internet's good. Remember the turtle kid?
Oh, yeah. I like totals. Remember Dramatic Chipmunk? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
Classic. Yeah. What else is good online? I really do want to be a billionaire. Maybe that's why that song resonates with me.
That's true.
Well, but you also just like aim high.
Yeah.
You like Jason Mraz songs too.
Oh yeah, really that was money. A Jason Mraz-y type song.
Is that your that's your vibe?
Yeah.
Yo.
Kind Maybe of I'm beachy, sort of acoustic or like
which is funny because I'm not that like I never wear like sandals or a fedora or an opened up shirt. So for some reason that's like that music appeals to me even though I was more of an indoor kid.
Jason Mraz is your spirit animal.
And other sad thoughts. A life in retrospect, as a 33-year-old guy who's about to fucking kill himself.
A suicide note that signs off. P.S. Jason Mraz was my spirit animal.
What were his last words? You don't want to know.
Wait, there's a P.P.S. here.
Never mind. Oh, he was just shooting skeet. Skeet's my friend. Anyway, what is this? This is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. Jake and I do our best to answer emails from people who are in difficult places in their lives. Sometimes it's just me and Jake. Sometimes we have people on from College Humor and Vanderpump Rules. And today is one of those episodes.
Today is the first. The day.
We've had Vanderpump Rules. We've had College Humor. This is the first person that's done both.
Yeah. We've now combined the
crossover.
Two.
Jax was on 41 episodes in a row. I don't know if you know that. So... Ariana, are you ready to help us advise the youth of tomorrow today?
I'm ready.
Okay. These are real emails from real people.
Like, it makes me nervous.
People I know, right?
Who, yeah, they need you.
Like, what if I said the wrong thing?
Yeah. Well, we've told people to kill themselves before, I think. So you
can... Okay. So we can go...
Yeah. You can't really go... I mean...
Maybe not tell people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
But...
As long as we don't do that, then we did a good job. Yeah, okay, life goes on. Stay alive.
Yeah. That's... Stay alive is the first bit of advice always. And then it's like, let's dig
everything
a little bit deeper.
Everything else is just,
So this one's from a lady. Do you have a lady's name that perhaps we can give this lady?
Linda.
That's great. What's Linda's last name in your brain?
Barton.
That's great. You're doing such a good job so far.
Thanks.
Linda Barton writes. Actually, it doesn't really work. This is not a Linda.
It's definitely not a Linda.
No, this is good. Linda Barton writes, I'm in my late 20s and engaged to be married this year. This is the first adult relationship I've ever been in, and I've never cheated on my partner. The problem is, even though I respect him and I'm completely faithful, I'm bored in my relationship in the same way that has resulted in cheating in the past.
She said she's never cheated or she has
She
cheated?
Hasn't cheated on this guy, but it sounds like she's cheated on other people.
Yeah, she's bored in the relationship in the same way that's resulted in cheating in the past. Okay. But she's faithful to this guy.
Sorry, got it.
Coincidentally, maybe I've reconnected in a platonic way with a guy that I've dated briefly in high school and we've gotten to become really good friends again. I have a really strong feeling for him, but not sexual. I've been clear with him about my position as a loyal soon-to-be wife, and he has never expressed any desire to change that. I guess my question is, am I doing wrong by my fiancé by letting myself have an intimate, non-sexual relationship with another guy? Or should I just chill out and not overthink it? Thank you in advance. Love, Linda.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Okay. Huh.
First reactions. Hmm.
First reactions...
What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells, first of all, she should maybe not be getting married.
Oh, all right. So you're saying this is bad.
I think she's in a bad situation, but I think she should... Oh, fuck, it's tough.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because she definitely should not cheat on, like, do not cheat on your fiance. Like, do not do it.
Yeah, that's number two after don't kill yourself.
Don't like, cheat on your fiance. Yeah. Stay alive.
Stay alive. Don't cheat on your fiance. Maybe you shouldn't be getting married to the person you've in your first adult relationship ever. Mm.
Especially if she's saying that she's bored. I feel like fiance is a new, that's like a new exciting part of a relationship. You're like,
you're only a fiance for like, the like, let's say you're together for like 3 or 4 or however many years before you get engaged. Yeah. You're only engaged, you're only a fiance for like this little bit, hypothetically, if you're gonna be married.
For those of you guys listening at home, Ariana is making a little inch long, it looks like a little inchworm with her two fingers.
I like it. Yeah, I'm visualizing a line graph, which turns me on more than anything else. Yeah.
And then, you know, presumably you'd be married forever.
Or, but I feel like in this case, the that little inch thing is the marriage as well.
Exactly, which, I mean, then why?
If she's already bored before she's married,
yeah, then that's she's like, bored in the most exciting phase of her relationship.
She but also that, mentions, like, am I overreacting? Is that what she says?
Yeah, am I overthinking it?
Overthinking it? She's underthinking it.
She should think more.
If there's a person that you feel like you're close enough that you need to clarify, hey, yes, I'm not going to cheat on my fiance with you. That's really saying like, hey, I want to cheat on my fiance with
you. Right, like if you have to ask, then the answer is it's wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this, it's such a clear thing where he's like, I've been clear about my position that I'm not going to cheat. And he's like, I have no desire to change that.
So they've had this conversation.
Yeah, which is such a sexy conversation even to deny.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, don't worry, babe. Like,
I've never had a conversation like, you know, no. Like,
every time I'm saying, like, this can't happen,
Amir,
it's 3 seconds away from happening.
Amir, I just really want you to know that, like, I'm committed to my boyfriend.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
And, like,
and I totally
respect
that. I
have no desire to cheat on him.
Yeah, which is, like, this borderline sexier than I do have a desire to cheat on him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true.
It makes it, like, a forbidden thing.
That's like they're building sexual tension with each other.
They're talking about it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's very weird.
Do you have, I don't know if you even want to talk about it, but do you have cheating experiences in the one way or another?
I've both cheated and been cheated on.
Wow,
but this
double.
Was like a long time ago.
Yeah, like three weeks ago. This was like months ago.
On my way here and the traffic was horrible. So yeah.
I mean, LA traffic, how the city's slow.
Swipe in one thing led to another. You did come with a guy, which I thought was so forward. It was so cool of you.
Yeah, I was like, you know, whatever. it's 2016.
And cheating, I feel like, usually starts with playing with fire. Oh, I'm not going to cheat. I'm just going to meet up with a friend.
Right. I don't think anybody really goes out there with the expectation or like the goal of like cheating on their significant other.
I mean,
another.
I think some people do. That's... Like if they're like pissed at the... So I've been cheated on in situations where somebody was like, well, I was mad. And so I just thought, which is weird. But
that is weird. I don't think I've ever done that.
What?
I've like cheated on somebody because I was pissed. Like,
oh,
you wronged me. Now I'm going to cheat on someone.
Oh, it's more like boredom than anger.
Yeah. And then sometimes I guess I like if I'm close to cheating on somebody when I've cheated in the past, I will think of other times like the past transgressions against me. Like,
to feel justified?
Yeah. Like,
it's called paying it backwards.
Right. Yeah. So like, oh, well, she cheated on me earlier in the relationship. So now this is like my free pass.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
man.
I'm going to be breaking up with her anyway. So it's basically not like
the water just gets muddier and muddier.
It really does. Like, just break up with your fiance if you want to. If you're bored in the relationship and it's your first relationship, you haven't experienced all the great people you can fuck and you should go and.
Yeah, like maybe.
Many relationships.
Maybe don't be getting married, but then. Thing is if you're going to be married or if you're going to be with this person, you really got to do it. So, like, you can't be fucking around. You can't be, you don't cheat on them.
My question is,
maybe there's something wrong with her and she needs to, like, go see a therapist and figure out why it is that she gets bored in relationships and then wants to cheat.
Right. She's got to think of before, like, because this guy that she reconnected with from high school, it feels like
she
that could be...
She probably cheated on him, considering she said she gets bored.
This is the guy that she cheated on originally.
Yeah.
But it feels like this dude could be anybody. It's like she's bored... First and foremost, she's bored in her current relationship. So she has to figure out why she's bored in her current relationship, why she doesn't think that she should necessarily... Or why she wants to marry this guy, and why she feels like she might have feelings for somebody else.
Yeah.
And if that results in her leaving her fiance, then so be it.
Maybe better
it's so easy to say it. It's just like, just, you know, tell them you're bored and that's over with.
I don't have to have the conversation.
Yeah, that's the easiest part. I have the hardest thing in the world.
That's
tell
the
them you're
part
bored.
About advice is that you don't actually have to do it.
Right.
Just tell your, you know, husband to be that you're bored and that you want to fuck other people. Next question.
This advice like reverberates through space and time.
Ruin this person's life and yours for a little bit.
The
on
shaking,
we go.
Crying, breaking up in the bed. Like,
yeah.
Can't.
The ring, the giving back.
Oh my god.
Which is probably like a family heirloom on
his family's
side.
He had to go talk to his like grandma and be like,
he got the ring while she was still alive.
This girl's really special to me.
Oh Lord. Yeah, she took it off her finger while she was sleeping. She was eating
bony little finger.
Yeah, she was sleeping while watching like Judge Judy.
But
on,
you think
on
that
a
this
recliner.
Like that's it's true. It's going to hurt him a lot, but it's going to hurt him a lot worse when she cheats on him,
exactly.
Which she is fucking really close to doing.
But then maybe everybody's bored, and some people are just better at
hiding
it.
Maybe it's just cold feet kind of thing.
Yeah,
maybe she can get over it. But that's why I like your advice of like really sitting down and maybe talking to somebody about like why this is all happening.
Like what? Yeah.
Not like, is this fucking dude from high school so great that it's worth cheating on? That's
right.
Not, that's
probably
not.
Nobody's that great from high school.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Nobody that went
from
to
high
school. Everybody who ever went to a high school.
Oh, everyone.
All right.
You ever just like looked through high school, like of the hottest kids in your high school, and then been like, wow, they were not ever that hot. Now that I'm in the real world.
Now that I'm 30 and I'm looking at the 16-year-old, she actually was pretty busted.
She isn't a bar mitzvah. She's pretty cute. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Now what am I? All right, next question. This is
a story of a guy. Okay.
A guy's...
The whole world.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
A guy's name. What's a guy's name?
Johnny. I don't know. Johnny... McGillicuddy.
Hell yeah. Now we're getting silly. Hey guys.
Johnny McGillicuddy
writes.
It's actually a pretty slick name.
Yeah. Is McGillicuddy a real last name that someone has, or it's just like for limericks and stuff?
It's gotta be real.
Okay.
Someone has it.
I'm 28, says Johnny, and I'm recently divorced. I left my wife almost...
This is the future of the girl from the last question.
Yeah. This is all on one timeline. I'm 28 and I'm recently divorced. I left my wife almost a year ago, and the divorce itself is almost final. I was with her for a total of 11 years, 5 of which were married, and the only real relationship I've ever had. But we got too attached too young, and it ended up getting pretty toxic.
Pay attention, Linda.
Anyway... I have been enjoying my newfound solitude and independence, but I have to admit the soul-crushing and crippling loneliness is beginning to wear and tear at the precious and delicate fabric of my mind. My friend recommended Tinder, but suffice it to say, it isn't working out so far. There's this one girl who comes into my work that I think is super cute, and we actually have a connection. And here lies my question. If I ask her out to coffee or something casual like that, and she says yes, should I bring up my divorce at any point during the date? I don't want to misrepresent myself, but I also don't want to dump a bunch of baggage on something nice and casual. And if not then when? It should also be noted that my soon-to-be ex-wife still lives in my apartment.
Oh my god.
Thank you for your time, guys. I know you probably won't even read this, but if you do, you should know that I love your podcast and can't wait for Lonely and Horny.
Oh, yay.
All thanks, right. Johnny.
Oh my god. Johnny is a fucking mess. Who writes an email like that?
And like they really just like the real problem is hidden in there under many layers.
Yeah.
Should I tell her that I'm divorced? Or, oh, by the way, I still live with my ex-wife.
Whoa.
He sounds like geez, what's his face? Oh my god. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
You take all the time in your world. We'll edit out this.
That's perfect.
2 hours of silence. Ariana bashed her head against the wall.
He sounds like Billy Crystal.
Oh.
But like Billy Crystal playing a character.
But why?
Well, yeah, wait. Who's
like super wordy, super neurotic.
Oh, I see. But like, what do I do?
It's like this.
Woody Allen-esque.
Exactly. It's got a very... He's annoying.
Jewy undertones. I can say it.
No, you can't.
Oh, come on, because my mother's not Jewish.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So
he's neurotic.
He's super neurotic.
But it's a good question. Let's say you went on a date with a guy and he was a divorcee. Would you want to know right away, or can he bury the lead a little more?
He really shouldn't be going into a casual coffee situation with this giant weight of I'm divorced over your head. Like, just don't worry about it. If it comes up in conversation, then don't hide it. Right. But why is he walking in the door going, oh God, but I'm divorced.
Like, I gotta tell you something. I've been lying to you for the last 2 minutes.
You didn't want a vanilla iced latte? No, that part's true.
So I don't understand, you know. Just,
would you want to know right away?
If I asked, then yeah.
Why would you ask, though? Why would that
exactly?
Come up?
I probably wouldn't.
So would it be okay not to say anything?
Like, I mean, if you're on a date, you know, somebody could say, have you been single long? Like, then, hey, there's a little
right. If he wants to ask, a good way is probably to ask the girl a question about romantic past.
Have you been divorced anytime?
Maybe not be so.
There's something a little sexy about a divorcee. Like, if I found out somebody was divorced, I would have a lot of, like, questions and not, like... None of them like, oh God, what are you doing with me then?
Yeah,
it means they're single, and I'm curious about marriage and how that shit works. So I would ask lots of questions.
How was your wedding day?
The thing that you don't want to do is go on a date with somebody like that can't come back to your house because your ex-wife is there.
Okay, yeah, no, I forgot about that part. That's kind of the biggest part.
If this
goes well, he has to text his wife and say, "Get out of the apartment."
Yeah,
that's really weird.
Hey, if there's a handkerchief on the door, ex-wife, don't come a knocking.
First, the real baggage is your wife's bag.
Nice.
That needs to be packed.
Very good.
Or yours that need to be packed. I don't know who owns the apartment
of
or
course.
Whose leases. You know, yeah. This is a, it's...
It, maybe it's a home or like a duplex or maybe they're co-renting.
Maybe they have another floor.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe like he lives in the basement.
Yeah, it could be like a split level triplex.
Whatever the situation, you got to get the fuck out of there.
He has to move. Move to a different city.
He said it got toxic at the end.
Are they living... So they like fighting in the apartment?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how they wouldn't be.
Right.
They were in a toxic... They got divorced because it was so toxic.
They have a 200-square-foot studio apartment.
Yeah.
They share a twin bed.
Chase each other in circles.
They share a cot. It's like the movie Room, but instead of a mommy and a son, it's a couple, a divorced couple.
Oh, my God.
Which is the sequel to the movie Room that I'm co-writing.
Jesus, with who?
With a stuffed animal that I invented in my head. So... Move out of your ex-wife's apartment.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't worry about you're a lady. You don't want to know right away. It doesn't matter to you.
I don't think it matters unless he's making it a bigger deal than it needs to be. But maybe it's a big deal because of the living situation.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I think if he's cool with his divorce, then that's all that matters. But it sounds like he's not cool with the divorce because he still lives with his wife.
What is this like? There's like some sort of like stigma that he's made up in his head, or. I mean, it sounds like he's got a lot going on in his head at all times.
Yeah.
So, again, like, I don't know.
He sounds hot.
Oh, you're crying. You want to be married.
Tell Linda to move out of your apartment.
Yeah, hit the road.
It's clearly the same. It's the couple. Linda's email came 2 years ago.
Hit the bricks, Linda.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Linda. All right, cool.
Or him, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not judging.
Don't live with your ex. That's just a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Great rule. Great thumb.
After, don't kill yourself.
Yeah, don't cheat. When you break up, don't live together.
There you go.
Damn, we're getting a lot
regarding
done.
Rules. Somebody
got
make a poster.
Rules here.
All right, let's take a break really quickly, and we'll come back with more questions for everybody.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, we're back. Vanderpump Rules. What's that about?
It's about people that work at a restaurant.
How do you become in a reality show?
How do you become in that?
Your rise to fame was like overnight. We just looked at your Instagram one day and you had 150,000 Instagram followers.
I remember I was like, man, it'd be so cool. You know how people have like the K when they get to 10 or whatever? I was like, that'd be cool. Like, what is that like?
Yeah. And then
I want a billionaire.
And then it was like 100 the next day.
What is it like?
It's actually pretty, it can be both cool and, you know, you talk to and meet a lot of cause I like to respond to people a lot.
Oh, wow.
And so like sometimes I meet online or like people who watch the show out and about who are super cool and really nice and, you know, just really great people. And then there are people on the internet who are just god awful human beings.
Weird. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
A lot of that. And weird. So there's definitely, there are two sides to the coin for sure.
Heads and tails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what metaphors are.
Jekyll and Hyde. Do you ever watch the show and like for the first time that's you hearing somebody talk shit about you?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do you watch every episode when it comes out?
Yeah, but I haven't watched the reunions, but because I feel like it happened more recently, because a lot of times the show is 6 months behind real life,
right.
But then we filmed the reunion in February, so it's less behind. So I don't feel like I need to watch those, but I do watch every week the episodes that come out, although a lot of times I fast forward through stuff.
You, and it's
like, because so much of it pisses you off?
Or it's just, I'm like, I don't need to watch a scene of, you know, Jake and Amir jerking each other off.
I love that episode, though.
But that's my favorite.
I mean, that was a really compelling, there was a lot of tension in that scene.
They edited it really well.
Yeah.
How does
they kind of made you look like an asshole, though.
Right?
Which was weird.
But it was your hand.
I didn't think that was really.
Just with music cues.
Yeah.
Do you, so the show itself is about people who work at a bar?
Yeah, a bar/restaurant. Yeah.
So you sometimes watch
the show and then come in the next day, and then you're just seeing the other people that work in this bar restaurant.
Do people come to the bar just to see you guys?
Yeah, they do. Well, because I feel like, you know, people watch the show and they want to see what the place is like. And now I feel like the majority of people that come there, whereas maybe not so much before the show was on, obviously, pretty much everybody comes there because they watch the show.
That's an amazing... It's a basically...
Or they watch Lisa, our boss, on Housewives.
It's a commercial. The whole thing is a commercial for a restaurant. It's a genius thing. It's an hour.
It's great for the owners, isn't
it? Yeah. Then people just come to
and
a restaurant.
And then we come and work there.
Yeah.
For just like...
Like what are the realities?
Just a regular salary? That's crazy.
Imagine if like...
Minimum wage or whatever the fuck.
Will you get paid for the show?
I mean, yeah.
All right, cool. How much? All on the record.
Imagine if you're like
It's not like we can't make nothing from doing it.
Right.
I was saying like you can't watch Survivor and then visit the island, or like watch Big Brother and go to the house. Like what are the reality shows
and
actually?
And if you like hated us, or if you were some sort of, you know, psychopath and you were like, those people on that show are pieces of shit and I want to make a name for myself.
And aren't a lot of people on the show pieces of shit?
Yeah.
Like people
the majority of the people on the show are pieces of shit.
Does your
myself
fans,
included.
Are you a liked or hated character? Are you like a Stone Cold or The Rock?
I've typically been a very well-liked person on the show, but it's definitely I'm not like a perfect person.
You're not like universally liked by everybody.
It's not like I can do no wrong.
Are you here to make friends, though?
I'm not. I'm here for the right reason.
That's really cool.
Oh, is that the new I'm not here to make friends?
For the right reasons.
What's your Snap handle?
It's the same as my Instagram. So it's Ariana252525.
Why 25? Is your birthday February 5th?
No. Sorry. A ghost here.
I know.
Yeah,
No, my basketball number was 25.
Hell yeah.
So I got a little obsessed.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Eddie Jones, that was my favorite Laker. He wore 25.
Nick Anderson was my favorite Magic player.
Yeah.
He's on your game in your living room.
Yeah, we have NBA Jam. It's Nick Anderson and like Dennis Scott.
Yeah, I played I was very excited about it.
I know, it's Penny Penny Hardaway and
is
Nick Anderson. Those are great. It's a great NBA Jam team.
It is.
Hell yeah. I'm glad we got to talk about Nick Anderson. Jake never brings them up.
Sorry.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't like basketball. I'm more of a tennis man. Patrick Rafter, he was one of my idols growing up.
Yeah. That's why Jake has a man bun even before it was popular. He was the first high and tight ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, Rafter's a fucking god.
He's a Greek god. With a 138-mile-per-hour serve. I mean, he was Philippoussis before there was Philippoussis.
The Australian scullion.
He was Leighton Hewitt meets Leighton Meester meets Ariana Maddox.
Wait, did you start a podcast?
Oh, yeah, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should be plugging. Everybody's already watching Vanderpump.
This is what happens. I get so down the rabbit hole.
What's the podcast called?
The Bevs. It's me and my best friend and... We have on other friends of ours, and it started out as a way to catch up with each other because we're busy and we don't get to see each other that much, and a way to catch up with our friends. And now it's turned into a thing that we do weekly, and we love robots, and we're
that should be the
hardcore
name of the show.
Feminists, and that's our thing. So
the best
robots and feminism.
Yeah,
God.
Cool.
Common ground.
What's the difference?
Well, yes, but it is different than that because you guys, you know, my podcast, your podcast, it's yours.
Yeah, we own it.
The show is not mine.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's sort of why we started our podcast.
You get like a little blip of me, but the blip you get of me is me in situations that I would maybe not normally be in.
Right.
You never know. And then it's part of this whole bigger picture that someone else is in charge of. So.
Yeah.
You know, if it was my own show, I would be different.
Okay, last question about Vanderpump Rules. And then we have to answer at least one more advice question.
Got to help people.
Do you ever watch the show and you're like, wait, they made it out to be something different. I wasn't actually like that. Or are you like, no, this all makes sense.
I've definitely felt that way.
Like they just stole that glance from a different day.
Yes, they'll definitely, you know, everything that's happening is pretty legit, but there'll definitely be moments where... a glance is stolen or a sentence is put together that I'm like, I didn't know that wasn't.
And what do you do when that happens? Do you like
just roll with it?
You don't like text the producer or like tweet a correction?
You can, But a lot of times people go, oh, yeah, blame editing. So, like, you can't, I just don't say anything. So funny,
people, that, like, editing really sometimes can be to blame.
Yeah. It can.
We've like, assembled footage.
For example, in the season finale, there was an engagement party. It was 115 degrees outside in the sun at this engagement party. And Tom and I, my boyfriend and I, were standing at this table, and we were waiting for this other girl, Brittany, because they were like, Brittany wanted to tell us something, right? And so in order for Brittany to tell us something, we had to like be at a place here so that they could get it happening. So we're waiting for Brittany to walk over in 115 degree heat. I'm like blowing bubbles because they had bubbles on the table for the party. And Tom has a fan and he's like, because he's so hot.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing like a jacket and pants at this nice engagement party. They didn't show Brittany telling us anything. They only showed Tom and I standing at a table going like this. So we look like fucking weirdos. But it was a really funny shot. And kudos to them for using it. But I was like, we weren't just doing that.
Wait over there.
We're waiting here for Brittany. Like, whatever.
Reality TV, am I right?
Am I right?
I mean, you love it, you hate it, you hate to love it.
Can't get enough of it.
All right, we have a question over here about lady stuff, and Jake and I didn't feel comfortable answering it without a lady on.
And it might make you uncomfortable that we're even asking.
Okay.
Do you have a lady name? Another lady name? I know, I'm sorry.
Rosalita.
I like
that.
There
we go, getting a little ethnic. Does she have a last name?
Now I feel weird giving her a last name that matches.
Yeah, it's got to be like Smith or something.
Yeah, Kowalski.
Oh, nice.
Two Kowalski. Very different parents.
A Puerto Rican Polish lady writes, I try my best to change my tampon as often as possible when I'm on my period, but sometimes leaks just happen. I'm in school and several times I've actually left blood on my seat during class. What is the best way to deal with this and avoiding crippling embarrassment? The way I have in the past is to wait until most of the people have cleared out after the class ends and getting as far away from there as possible and let the janitors deal with my uterine fluids. This is probably not the best way, but it's the most comfortable solution I can think of. Do you have any suggestions about how to deal with period leakage in public places? Love, Rosalita.
Kowalski.
This could not be real.
So this
really
is not
wish
an actual thing?
I had a picture
thing?
Of your face when you...
This is not a thing.
It cannot be for real.
It's not a real thing.
I mean, she said sometimes it is on the seat. That's how is it that often?
I don't know.
Sometimes, like, I don't even think that's ever happened to me once where it's been on the seat. I mean, I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. Period blood is. It's fine.
It's a beautiful
natural.
Thing.
It's
this is
fucking natural.
You are
fuck,
God's
really.
Creation.
I mean, I'm
against tampons.
I'm not
personally.
Bothered by
how
you have to celebrate who you are.
Let it flow.
Is
let
she
it
using
flow.
The right size tampons?
Let me ask her. She's not. Yeah, she's
well,
using
see,
extra
she
skinny.
She needs a more absorbent tampon.
That's it. Fucking perfect. Because that's advice that we would not.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know.
If
there
this
were different
normal.
Types.
What size? Okay, so there's there's light.
Okay,
right. And like there's heavy flow.
There's regular.
Yeah, let her tell.
Light and heavy. I'm just saying. I picked up tampons for.
Yeah, and you have super.
Ladies.
You have super plus.
What's
she
super,
might need a super plus.
Super plus is just, you're not talking about the size of the tampon.
Super
you're talking
plus
about
is
the absorbency.
Just a hand towel.
The absorbency. Well, yeah, they are. They do get
there.
Bigger,
God,
but yeah.
Damn it.
Sort
I mean,
of shove up there. There's those Bounty paper towels are either paper towels or super double plus.
The quilted thicker picker
Bounty.
Upper.
The Bounty man just sort of inseminates you with a tampon.
You are too much.
I'm sorry, ladies. But no, I do like that advice. That you.
She clearly needs, and if she is already using Super Plus, then I think that maybe she needs to bolster that with like a pad or.
Yeah, double up.
Double up. Double down. There's no. Or go see a doctor if you're. I mean, if you're doing all of these things and this is still happening, you need to see a doctor.
I'm wearing
panty
liners. I'm wearing extra flow.
It depends on like the whole nine. But then the other thing that to me is very inconsiderate and weird is that she said she just leaves it there, which is why I thought it was fake. because the wording of that is so
leaves
weird.
It for the janitor.
My uterine flow or some
it's,
shit.
It's interesting because when I heard that, I was like, I wonder how many janitors have to fucking wipe up blood off the seats. Also, I wonder if a janitor actually does it or if somebody in the next class just sits on the seat.
Does it look like
a... Or walks school, in and looks at it and goes, not again.
Yeah, I don't think there are janitors turning over the rooms in between classes.
That doesn't happen.
So, it looks like a paper towel commercial where they blot it and then lift it up to show the camera. Look how it picked up the whole thing.
Yeah, no, there's definitely somebody just sitting in the fluids after she leaves.
Yeah, that's just it's got to be like quicksand at that point. I mean, you are just drowning in it.
Oh, no.
This is how I want to die, personally.
God. Clean up your uterine flow, lady.
Fluids.
Rosalita.
Yeah.
And get a heavier tampon, like a more absorbent tampon. Double down with a pad. If that's not enough, go see a freaking doctor.
Preach.
Yes.
Yes.
And don't leave your shit on the seat for somebody else. It's just rude. Like, it's not that it's embarrassed. Like, don't be embarrassed. Look, everyone's had a period accident.
Tell me
clearly
about it.
You have some sort of weird, there's a routine with yours. So you really got to figure out, like, what is going on.
Yep.
And also, don't leave it for other people, man.
Can I just add, period is not just when you pee-pee. Like, absolutely not.
I feel bad ending the show now. Ariana, like, I feel like you hit your stride in advice giving. That was like your presidential moment.
That was my soapbox.
Dude, you took the fucking lead with that.
Well, because I started thinking about, like, I've seen people who, like, walking down the street. I've seen people, I'm like, poor girl, she had an accident.
Right. I've seen that too.
And I'm not, but the thing is, I'm like, oh, I hope she's not embarrassed. It's fine. Like, I don't want them to feel embarrassed about it, because really, it's not a big deal. Everybody gets their fucking period.
Yeah. Even guys.
A lot of times.
Like, I'll come in class and I'm like leaking everywhere and I have to let the janitor clean that shit up.
You still go to class?
That's what you're concerned about? It's a hot class. It's a cooking course. And I really like wontons or whatever the fuck they take when you're in a relationship. I feel like people in a relationship often take cooking classes. Is that correct?
Like together as a fun date?
Yeah, yeah. It would be
horrible.
Weird if I was just there.
Yeah, I would try to minimize doing that if I was in a couple. Like the cliche.
Maybe that's what Linda
shit.
Should do is go to a cooking class with her fiance.
Oh, God. Well, why don't you just admit, like, you're on your deathbed when you're doing that? I can imagine, like, my dick would be the smallest
it's ever
been. Your
dick has gone back up inside of your body if you're in a cooking class.
Yeah, you're pinching wontons together, like, wondering what went wrong.
Think about all my single friends out there.
Oh my God.
They're in a different dim sum class. They couldn't get in yours.
Yeah, of course.
They signed
up
too late.
Mixer.
Yeah.
Mixer. No. Never.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. If you have your own questions or theme songs, the email address is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Ariana, you can also write into the show in case you ever find yourself in like a weird place.
I'm going to ask you guys about my uterine flow.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to that. And where can people find more Ariana if they aren't done listening to you yet?
Well, that's a big if. The Bev's podcast, which is on SoundCloud and iTunes and thebevs.com. We are the Bevs on all social media. I am ARIANA2525 on Twitter. Add another 25 for Snapchat and Instagram.
You're selling it. Add an extra $25 to follow on Snapchat. Venmo, I'm at ARIANA.
Bag it up.
25. Add an extra 25 if you want to know my PayPal.
Yeah.
You're running out of characters.
And watch Lonely and Horny.
Yeah, watch Lonely and Horny. We bought lonelyandhorny.com so you can watch it there.
Oh, nice. That's smart of us.
It's an auto forward.
It's nice that we did that.
Did you have to buy that off of anyone else or was it just open?
Somehow it was available.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Weird, right?
People don't really like to admit that they're feeling.
Thanks to Ariana for coming on the show. Thanks to you guys for listening. Thanks to Kristen for writing the opening theme song. This closing one is by somebody who wanted to remain anonymous.
Cool.
So thank you, Anonymous.
I'll take the credit.
Okay.
I did it.
Jake. Thank you, Jake.
Play my song.
We'll be back soon enough. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
And you'll be chilling with your day one. You know they'll get you paid. Jake in a meal with all your problems. Or even get you laid. It would
Hashtag dope. If I could cope with this broken heart, or at least give me some hope that the other fish in the sea are not too far. It feels like an ocean to me, and I need some help to mend this bleeding heart. I'm hard strapped for cash, so I can't afford a therapist. That's why I'm reaching out to you to help me solve this shit. So will you take it or leave it? You help me and mean it, or leave me defeated and tell me that I'm some kind of fucking demon. You can help me or put me on blast. Either way, you're listening to the If I Were You podcast.
Hey, I'm Matt Cohen.
Sean DePasquale.
We're the Cabin Boys, a brand new podcast on the HeadGum Network that no one is listening to, and we don't know why, because we're pretty fucking dope.
And it's pissing off Jake and Amir, because they want to make that sweet, sweet moolah. So they've told us to make a little teaser to entice you to listen to our show.
What are the Cabin Boys? Let's find out. Two fictional brothers inherit a cabin in the woods from their equally fictional dead grandfather. This cabin, however, is no seasonal getaway. It is the very nexus of all time, space, and matter. One part interview, one part long-form improvised variety show. Cabin Boys is the podcast that you're not listening to, but should be. And it features folks like this. Matt Bennett!
You're a guy from the future.
Correct.
The president.
Your name is
virtual president.
Your name
of the internet. I am virtual president. You call me VP, Hoverboard X, Family Guy Rules 69X. That is my name.
Jake and Amir.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the host of the World Series of Baseball podcast, baseball podcast.
Ryan Nemeth.
Something got shattered. Must have had some roughhousing.
Yeah, there's some umbrella stand.
It broke on it. The duck knocked into it.
Oh, I've heard every tall tale there could be told about a broken umbrella stand, boys. And boys will be boys.
Joey Ryan.
He has broken English. He says, maybe I grab, but maybe you no sell because American cock is so big and so strong.
Genius.
Right.
Genius.
And I was like, okay, well, who am I to argue?
Yuri Lowenthal.
Badges.
A Boy Scout is like, shoot bows and arrows and get naked with each other and stuff.
That's not really
so
what
it
is.
So it's like the army? You have to go to the army?
It's like the boy army.
It's like
military?
The army for little kids.
Yeah, military for little kids?
Yeah,
it's like a child army.
It's like a child army.
That's so cool, man.
It is cool, right? You want to join?
Phil Bronson Friedman.
Are you Abraham Lincoln?
Guilty as charged, guys. Am I right? Am I right? Fuck. You know,
what the fuck? The great emancipator himself.
Get out
I don't
of
even
here.
Know what that means.
Carl McDowell.
Dude, my feet sweating all the time. Your feet don't seem to sweat in this sandal. What's going on here? And he said, they will never sweat in this sandal. Nor will a spider ever touch that foot.
Jesus, what did you say he said?
Jesus spoke to you?
Yeah, you mean Jesus spoke directly to you?
Claire Grant.
If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Where is she from?
If I could tell you I'm the only one that you love.
So
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, shaboom, nothing again.
Eli Henry.
Yes, you know, I could tell you one thing about the moon. Here's why I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite vacation spots. This is a big place, you know, and it's a big, big rock covered in gray dust. You know, one day I'd like to retire to the moon and just, you know, kind of envelop myself in the dust.
Luke Brandon Field and Zelda Williams.
What is your name, young bear boy?
Cecil.
Cecil? Cecil. Okay, and you, ma'am?
Alicia.
Alicia, beautiful. Oh, I detect, is that a Spanish accent in there?
No, my parents were just super creative.
Okay, fair enough.
It just keeps getting weirder and weirder, like opening a door, and then there's a smaller door, and then there's a smaller door still.
Yeah, and you know what's in that last smaller door? The Cabin Boys.
Hey!
Every Wednesday at 4:20 a.m. on iTunes, HeadGum, and Spreaker. Boy!
That was a HeadGum podcast.